Now, if one just listens to the news, listens to what happened, you could definitely think to yourself that there's a bit of a syndicate hitting the CBD at the moment. Upmarket jewellery stores are seemingly becoming targets of these armed robbers in the Cape Town CBD. Not only was the Christoph jewellery collection, and this is at the Mount Nelson, robbed not too long ago, but yesterday the Uverkutter jewellers, and that's in the Cape Quarter, was robbed in broad daylight yesterday. The thieves reportedly sped off in a getaway car parked near the entrance closest to the jewellery store. And so to find out more about these incidents and whether they're connected and what law enforcement's going to do, we're chatting to the two people who can give us some insights into that. The first one, of course, Mark Truss, as I said, the CEO of the Greenpoint and Oranje Kloof Improvement District. Good morning to you, Mark. Good having you on the show.
Morning, Kina. How you doing?
Very good, man. Very good. Good to be chatting to you. And Alderman JP Smith, who apparently has his bulletproof jacket on already, trying to find these people. JP, good morning.
Morning, Kina.
Good, good. Mark, let's talk about it. This all happened in your hood, so to speak. Just us through this, what happened and the concerns.
Kina, it appears to be obviously guys parked in the back of the shopping center, which is obviously Java Street, as you're quite familiar with. You're a block away.
Yeah.
Proceeded in, one guy went up ahead, came to the door, approached the door, security guard opened up, and the guy walked in and produced a firearm. From then on, obviously that's where the story, you know, basically just gets out of hand. He forced the doors are automated, the doors close, he forced them to keep them open. Two guys then followed up shortly thereafter, armed obviously with hammers, etc., similar modus operandi to the Mount Nelson. Went in and smashed the display cabinets that were right there, sort of at the towards the entrance section of Uverkutter. It was quick, sharp, but with the automated doors closing, they obviously couldn't get out. They then start to smash the doors open to get out. Then it was within a few sort of seconds later, they were out, gone, jumped in a waiting car, parked at the back, and they sped off.
Okay, what time was this?
Around about 10 o'clock yesterday morning.
10 o'clock yesterday morning? I mean, there's still a lot of cars on the road 10 o'clock in the morning. I mean, peak hour only stops at like 10:30 these days. So
Before it starts again, yes.
Yeah, well, exactly. So how were they able to get away?
You know, that's the million-dollar question. You know, if you look at the spate of robberies that we've had in the last couple of weeks, you know, we had 7 armed robberies within 10 days in the CBD of Cape Town. 3 of them, obviously, were the jewellery stores, as you've mentioned now.
Yep.
Diamond Works Convention Centre, yep. Mount Nelson, and now, obviously, Uverkutter. In addition to that, it's just, you know, the mobile cell shops. Same, there were a couple of them also robbed. It's definitely a syndicate. I mean, if you look at the numbers coming up at Mount Nelson, there was a number bandied around about 15 guys arriving in 2 motor vehicles. You know, obviously, look at how do you fit 15 people in 2 motor vehicles?
Obviously,
the numbers are a little bit slightly distorted, but yes, still a whole, you know, heap of people coming into a residential hotel, which is upmarket, as you well know.
What are the big questions and concerns you have?
You know, I think this is where we've got to ask, you know, we can't always rely on our national, obviously, policing, et cetera, et cetera. This is where we've got to get involved. The community's got to get involved. You know, firstly, the road at the back of Cape Quarter, as you well know, there's limited parking, and any vehicle that's parking there, it's not parked in the parking slot. It's stopped on the side, and people are walking past, you know, not even caring, they're on their way, they're doing their job, you know, wherever they're heading for, coffee or whatever, or going back to work. Mm. The idea is that we need to be eyes and ears. See something that's out of the ordinary, raise the alarm. We're not saying kick down doors, chase people, block off cars, you know, in the street. Let's get out there. Alert your local, the security guard standing on the corner, the center security. Get on your phone, buzz, you know, a friend. You know, we all have a friend in the business somewhere. Mm. And those are the eyes and ears. That's all I can ask, Kino.
Yeah.
The public have got to get involved here to a certain degree. Obviously, the custodianship really must rely on the national side with the SAPs, our local being City of Cape Town, and their various lines of services.
Sure.
That's where we are.
Collective effort. It's no use blaming people. I think one needs to get together. How soon after the robbery was the alarm sounded?
Immediately. And that's the strange thing, is that it went out so fast. You know, it's amazing. Within minutes, everyone was alerted that there was an armed robbery taking place.
How long did it take for the first police or any officer for that matter to arrive on the scene?
I think, Kina, I might be wrong on timing, but in under 10 minutes they were there. I think within 5 minutes, there were already people on site, not obviously representing police, or but our members were already on site. The local precinct manager from the police station was on site. The guys were there quite quickly to ascertain what happened, trying to get information, disseminate that information. Mm. You know, we've got cameras, we've got LPR cameras, as you well know, the license plate. And unfortunately, we just didn't pick up the license of the vehicle, but the description of the vehicle went out in minutes.
Did it not have a license plate on?
We believe it had a license plate on, from what the information that we've been fed back. It definitely had a license plate on, from what we can understand, but they just couldn't find this vehicle. This vehicle, and we go back to the syndicate, they're well organized. They know what they're doing. Mm. This is not just a band of guys over a beer deciding to rob a place. They know exactly. They've cased it. They've been there. And remember, also, Ubercut has been robbed before.
Yes.
You know, so it could be the same syndicate coming back. You know, one doesn't really know. You know, it's all circumspect at this point in time.
Well, Mark, I'm going to go on to JP Smith now. Just from you know, JP doesn't run the whole police service. He only manages traffic and Metro Police, and he tries his best with those. Plus, he's got, you know, issues and serious issues on the Cape Flats, and then you have to take all these limited resources and share them between. But let's just find out what is happening on the policing front, at least from the city's side of things. So, Alderman J.P. Smith, good morning.
Morning, Kino.
So, I know you're not a happy chappy this morning about this. We've had Rashid Tofi on the show, the Deputy Director General for Economic Opportunities and Tourism, saying, no, you know, it's still a very safe place. You know, that Nelson's a one-off, etc., etc. But the more we start hearing about these things, the more we start reading about it in the newspapers and hearing about it on radio, we start questioning how safe we are in the city. So what is happening around all of this?
So, I mean, let's maybe start at the bottom. We are sadly deprived of policing resources. We know this. This is why we're in the intergovernmental dispute with national government about it. We're trying to get our policing resources to match that of the rest of South Africa. Mm. But in the meantime, I'm not worried about the CBD and surrounds. It is definitely a fact that we have lost some territory, that the criminal activities have increased from petty crime to contact crime. These have definitely increased over the last 2 years. So we're heading back to where we were in 2000. But I can absolutely and confidently guarantee you we're not going to get to where we are in 2000. Mm. Because in 2000, we had no systems. We didn't have law enforcement resources. You know, you were dependent entirely on SAPs, and you didn't have the city's ability to roll out cameras, use technology. We didn't have LPR. We didn't have large numbers of city law enforcement. And over the last years, we have concentrated very much on the Cape Flats and very little on the suburbs, because that's where the crime threat analysis is. But as the patterns move around, so our deployments do. So the mayor asked us to deploy some extra staff in the CBD, which we're doing.
Yep.
That is going to be increased now again. So we are increasing to respond to the threat, because the CBD is your shop window for your city. It's the place that people see. It determines investor confidence. It's an important space. It ensures the tourism trade, and tourism is essential for the lifeblood of the city. Mm. So I'm comfortable that we will reclaim the space quickly. This particular syndicate, like the previous one, they'll slip up, and we will get them. We remember the bust in Claremont, where people were caught in their vehicle with their hammers and everything in the vehicle. That was let's not dwell on how they slipped up. I'm never keen to share information with the enemy. But this group will slip up, and Mark is right. They are casing out the joints, the venues, before they attack. Mm. So people do need to be alert. They're using stolen vehicles. They're concentrating on electronic and jewelry stores, high-end electronic and jewelry stores. So those stores need to deal with access control. They need to temporarily perhaps just place somebody at the door and make sure you control access. In other words, not a buzzer from behind a counter where once you've opened, the door stays open and is in the control of the person coming in. They need to control access, and people need to observe. If you see a group of men sitting in a car for a protracted period, it's because they're casing out the joint. It's reported.
Yeah, I mean, if someone's controlling the door, if my poor cashier behind the till is controlling the door and refuses to push the button, she could probably get a bullet. I think it's early warning systems that will be able to alert authorities if a gun is making its way into a mall. Maybe rent a cop. You talk about 2,000.
The CCID has already gone door to door with the businesses in Cape Town, and are telling them, advising them around the security. So some of these businesses, instead of their doors standing open, they are now closing their doors and open the door only upon request once they're comfortable that they can identify the number of persons outside the door. And if not, decline to open the door and call the CCID guys so that they can come and be present and deter any criminal activity. We just have to work a bit smarter. And they will be gotten. SAPS has made a particular intervention. SAPS is working on it, so there will be results from that.
There's a task team, I take it.
Supporting that, and our camera surveillance room, our SSU, is working on the footage and supporting SAPS on that front. So we will have a breakthrough.
Okay, and then what about Mark Truss and everybody being able to rent a cop? I remember the 2000s, the early 2000s. The one big thing they did in the city was, the sort of rent a cop thing where you could get officers, the same way you do, and we spoke about not too long ago, about traffic officers, where people can actually rent traffic officers. Why can't we rent Metro police officers, armed ones in the city?
You can do rent a cop. There are a few rent a cops in the CBD. Mark has got some as well. So we had a meeting, the CCID board convened a meeting, what was it, Wednesday night?
I can't remember.
Tuesday night, it's all a blur. And at this meeting Tuesday night, and in this meeting we discussed a whole range of additional and new interventions in the CBD, and one of those is expanding numbers of armed officers, uniformed officers on the street between the CCID and the city as a partnership. So you will see that getting attention very rapidly.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you, gentlemen, for your time. Mark Truss there, who is the, I was going to call him a mayoral committee member. No, he's not. He's the CEO of the Greenpoint and Orania Kloof City Improvement District, and Alderman JP Smith, mayoral committee member for safety and security.